Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Hey, what's up? Good morning. 6:22 in the morning. I want to say thank you really quick to everybody who reached out for this old man's birthday.
This old man.
It was very sweet.
Old man Michael. Hey.
Skeedle deedle dee. Old man Michael.
It's a song from the Broadway musical Showboat, Old Man River.
I know the song.
I love it.
I know Old Man River.
Old Man River.
He just keep rolling.
Old Mike Powers, he just keeps rolling.
Oh, that makes me sad. I miss Broadway. Damn it. Damn you, COVID.
Damn you, COVID.
Damn you, COVID. Let's just get, damn it.
Let's get down to business so we can go see Old Man Michael. The new hot show on Broadway, Old Man Michael. Can't wait for that one.
So you had a good birthday.
Yeah, it was really nice. I want to thank everybody. It was a lot of fun. And let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I got a lot of nice messages from listeners. So I sent an overall message. I should probably send a message, dedicated post.
Sure.
Right? Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got all these Facebook messages in the feed.
Yeah.
What do I do with that? Do I send one thank you message, or do I have to individually thank 100 and something people, or whatever it is?
I think that's tough. You have to individually thank everybody.
Oh, shut up. Really?
I'll help you.
Nah, it's a lot of people.
I think you can do it. We have a 10 a.m. interview today.
I know.
So I brought in my laptop, and I was going to get some work done, and I can help you.
Individually? Everybody?
Well, I mean, I don't think you have to write a paragraph to every single person, but I would reply to every person.
Thank you. What about a like? Just a like.
I mean, you asked me a question. I'm giving you an answer.
I don't know if it's the answer I wanted. That's why I'm doing. Yeah. Mm.
Where did all the messages come to? Our Facebook page or your personal?
My personal.
Personal. You do you.
All right. Okay. Here we go. I'm trying to see how many.
But it's like
there are.
You know, sending a thank you note when you get a wedding gift.
Right. Oh, but yeah, but that's a gift. This is a...
It's up to you, Elmo.
This is a kindness. A kind word. Yeah, you're right. But I don't know the etiquette on that. Actually, you should put that up. That's a good question. Oh, look at this one. Tony Conti. Happiest of birthdays, Mike. Tony Conti works here, but now he works from home safely. All right, so 150 messages back to people.
I mean...
You dare me? All right, let's get started.
You can just copy and paste the same message. Thank you.
I can't do that.
Then don't ask me what you want to do.
You're right. I can't believe I'm doing that to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did ask you, didn't I? And now I'm not listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here I go. Let's start with Tony Conti, I guess. All right. Tony Conti. Do I have to like it too, or do I just get the message?
Just reply to it. Tell me about your cake last night. I want to know what you had.
Cupcakes.
Where? From where?
I think the place was Just Cupcakes.
Ooh, yummy.
But rumor has it, there's not just cupcakes in there. So the name, somewhat confusing. But yeah, it was really good. What I like to do is get a variety of cupcakes, and then you just chop them up.
And you
try all of them.
Did you have a favorite half?
Which one did I like the best? Believe it or not, I usually don't like this kind of cake. It's like a funfetti kind of one. Yeah, because I usually don't dig that kind. But that one was moist.
Oh, God, I love a moist cupcake.
Yeah, it was the moistest of cupcakes. It was really, really good. And every time I eat a cupcake, I like to play like Cupcake Wars.
Oh, really?
And you know the guy, the French guy who's a jerk to the cupcake makers?
Yeah.
Oh, this cupcake is very
dry.
It's a very dry cupcake. If I was to eat this, it's like eating sand. But I don't do that. I'm a nice French guy. Like, oh, this cupcake is so moist and delicious. And then I play that game the whole time with the cupcakes. Yeah, it was fun. So, Yeah, and then this weekend I'm going to go to like Staunton, Virginia, Shenandoah Valley, do a little bit of hiking, a little bit of nature.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
At one with the trees.
You know me, man. Go connect with that earth a little bit.
Okay, good. Well, we have a lot to talk about today.
Yeah. Here's what's on the list so far. New Kim Crawford. That's on the list so far.
Yes. Donald Trump. We got to talk about Donald Trump.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, sure. Why not? And then also, we have to talk about my octopus teacher. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or as I like to call it, as my kids said when they were little, my opitus teacher.
Aww.
I know. They both said it. Opitus.
Opitus.
So we're going to talk about that as well because I watched that last night. Wow. Wowie.
Good stuff?
Great stuff.
I'm just happy I got a good night's sleep last night.
I'm glad you did too.
I slept like a rock.
You look fresh.
Because I slept.
Any makeup on there?
No.
That's clean, huh?
It's clean. This is all me.
Wow. I didn't put the camera on you
37-year-old skin.
Wow. Look at you.
You know what I would love to talk about?
You got no bags under those eyes.
I got no bags. I would love to talk about, I know you're on Instagram and a lot of you out there listening are, these darn bloggers and Insta influencers who go through their skincare routine.
Oh, boy.
And it's like a 36-step process.
Right.
I'm like, y'all, I wash my face with St. Ives scrub that I've been using since I was a senior in high school.
It's working.
And then some Neutrogena. And then I put a little teen spirit under my armpits. And then we roll into the day.
But they're trying to sell you everything.
Oh, my God.
The question is, are you buying?
I bought a couple of stuff, but I'm like, who has the money? Who's got like the $64 toner and the $68 radiance cream and the day moisturizer, the night moisturizer?
I'm glad you mentioned that. This is how in tune we'd be. This is how in tune we'd be.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about something yesterday, like having, okay, and it was about this pen. And then I started to think about other things that I have that are of high quality.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're talking about this high quality skincare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gave me this pen, this heavy pen.
Yes.
Han Solo pen, cross pen.
Yes, it's very fancy.
Very fancy. And it writes, I mean, you got to see the improvement in my penmanship on this page compared to this page, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll show it to you, but you can't read it, okay? when you have something of great quality, sometimes it's hard to go back.
Yeah.
Like I started to use a regular pen this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is this?
Can't do that.
Can't do it. My hands. Yeah. It was too weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having, you know what? Shampoo.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get into it later because I know you got to go to the bathroom. But once you go quality with something, it's hard to go back. It's hard to go back. Do you follow what I'm saying?
There's so many things I want to say, and I totally understand.
Right, you totally understand.
I get it.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. That's going to be our phone topic today. I know you got to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom.
I'm writing down quality.
Write down the quality. I didn't know if we would do it today or the next day.
I want to talk about that. Yeah,
things are a complete game changer.
My mom always said quality over quantity.
Absolutely. It's like owning a really nice piece of clothing or a shoe that is very expensive and you put it on. You're like, oh, I can never go back to the $50 whatever Nike. But sometimes you have to because, you know. We have budgets. You know, we're normal
people.
You
know, it would be fun to do something later, and maybe we'll do it today or tomorrow. Like, what's the best quality over quantity product you've purchased?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Exactly what I was thinking.
What's the best quality purchase you've made?
Like, this pen made me think of it. And then I got another gift that made me think of it, too. And I went, yeah, quality things. Quality things as opposed to a whole bunch of poorly made things.
Like, I get excited when I go to TJ Maxx and I find, like, a $7.99 fire-scented candle, you know, wood-burning scented whatever.
Right.
But then you go and you find, like, the, you know, $30 candle, the Capri Blue candle at A. Dodson's, and you're like, I can't, not the same.
Sets it off to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, can I go back?
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you decide that you can't go back with the candle, then something else of quality in your life has to sacrifice.
Yeah.
You have to sacrifice it because, again, we're not rich. We don't have those kind of means, if you will. It's like a good meal. It's like sometimes, you know, I've been eating at the whatever for so long. And then I was taken to have a Ruth Chris steak. And then all of a sudden you're like, what do I do now? What do I do with the rest of my life?
So quality over quantity. I get to send one kid back. Sorry, kids.
Yeah,
but I only want the quality, child.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal, kids. This is one to grow on. I know all y'all are getting real nervous right now with that statement. But the deal is this. She's so nice. She's not going to tell you what, kid. It's going back. How do you like that? How do you like that? All right, so we'll
talk
about...
I'll keep
the boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Get out. Get out.
No radio...
94.9 The Point, Mike and Wu in the morning. That was Ed Sheeran. And Ed Sheeran's manager, his name is Stuart Camp, talks about a story how Ed Sheeran's old manager wanted him to do all these things because his career was going nowhere.
Oh, boy.
And guess what one of the things was?
I have a feeling it was coloring his hair.
How'd you know? Is it because of my fantastic tease?
Yes, and
radio
I read the story
tease?
This morning.
So, okay, good job. I'm glad to see we're on the same page. here's his manager, and I think Ed Sheeran talking about it. They're two English guys. I don't know.
God, that must have been 2009, 2010. Must have been 2009. And then he was actually managed by someone else at the time. The other management actually resigned from him because they said he wasn't going anywhere. He had to drop the looping and dye his hair black.
Dye his hair black.
And give up the loop pedal and give up the rapping, which I can see, but I kind of see a point there. But...
Yeah, give up the rapping, wow. The loop pedal, the whole thing.
It is crazy when you hear some of the stories from people who have, you know, made it in showbiz, things that they were told to do to further their career, and then they stayed strong, and they were like, no, I'm a ginger, I'm going to keep my hair red, this is who I am, I'm not going to change because you think it might help me move up the charts.
My opinion on music managers, I'd say 99% of them, because I don't want to say all, because there are some managers who really have an unbelievable vision and they really believe in their bands. But most of them are just people that can't play music. So they decide to piggyback on other people's talents.
Kind of like program directors.
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
You know what I'm saying, though? And I imagine they're like, listen, redheaded people don't make it, Ed Sheeran. Dye your hair black. Lose the loop pedal. Don't be authentically you. The reason Ed Sheeran is as successful as he is because he's authentically himself. And that's a beautiful thing. More kids, more kids. He had the biggest grossing tour in 2019. I was going to say more kids should love him, but everybody loves him, obviously.
I remember when we had, and I say program directors because that's basically what we have instead of music managers, talent managers, we have program directors. I remember when I had a program director who did not want me to use the name Woo Woo. And I was like, that's my family nickname. Like, that's not like a made-up name that I pulled out of thin air. That's not like, you know, a radio DJ name. Like, Bobby Bones, that's not his real name.
No.
Woo Woo was a family nickname that I've had since I was 2 years old.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I told that story to somebody the other day. Somebody messaged us on Facebook when Chelsea was here and said, you know, I just started listening to you guys, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was like, how did Woo Woo get her name? And I told the story. I knew the story.
Yeah.
The little runaway train. That is Woo Woo.
I think the story that will take away from that whole Ed Sheeran thing is don't change who you are. Be who you are 110%. Don't change for anybody.
Absolutely. And there are going to be some people that don't like you. And that's okay. That is okay. Right?
It's fine. Right. I love it when people don't like me.
Yeah, you really thrive off it.
I love it.
I mean, you're where you are in your life because of those things.
I was not put on this earth to please everybody.
Yeah. You know who was, though? Me. Oh, man. That's great, though. Good for you, Ed Sheeran. Oh, no. What's wrong with my voice? Oh, no. Oh, no. COVID. I get up, I get down, and I'm... Okay. 7:15. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Mary Catherine Wu.
Yes, good morning. It is Tuesday, October 6th, another beautiful fall day today. Sunshine and temps in the mid-70s. Today is also a national holiday that we have to celebrate. It's National Coaches Day.
Wow.
Do you have a favorite coach, like a favorite sports team coach?
I mean, I could give you the Islanders coach, but I'd like to make it a little more fun. My favorite coach of all time, Mr. Miyagi from The Karate Kid. What a great coach. I was so happy when you asked this. You got to think about that because you want not just a coach. You don't want somebody just to teach you things. We want somebody to give you lessons in life and love you like your own, like they're your own.
A lesson, not just karate only.
That's right, Daniel, son.
Lesson for whole life. Whole life have a balance.
Your whole life have a balance, Woo Woo. And that's what Mr. Miyagi taught.
That's your favorite coach?
It's my favorite coach.
I got to think a little bit more about my favorite coach.
Think about it. We could talk about it a little bit more and make it a phone topic.
Be fun. Also this morning, despite having the coronavirus, President Donald Trump removed his mask and stood on a balcony of the White House last night to salute and wave to the press.
What's up with that?
He hung out with his staff members. He also released a bizarre video telling us not to be afraid of COVID despite the fact that it's killed over 200,000 Americans.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives.
Don't let it dominate you, but your kids aren't going to go to school for the next year.
Don't let it dominate you. I don't know.
I get that.
I get that. Don't let it dominate your life. That's not a bad message. But, I mean, you could be concerned about it. You know, you could do the things that you need to do to take care of it and do your best not to get it or give it. And part of that is leaving your mask on.
When he stepped out on the balcony, and I'm not trying to make this political, but when he stepped out on the balcony and removed his mask, all I could think of was that song, Macho, Macho Man.
Yeah.
Because he's
yeah.
like, look at me. I know.
It's crazy how we equate machismo
but like, we can't
to masks
walk,
now.
You know, like, it is required of us, if we leave this radio studio to walk to the bathroom, we have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just what we do for our fellow coworkers.
That's it. That's cool, man. No, I get it. I get the frustration.
Hey, don't be afraid of it. But trick or treating and Halloween, it's not going to happen due to COVID-19. The CDC is saying no to Halloween and trick or treating. State and federal health officials are cautioning families against door to door trick or treating.
Don't let it dominate your life.
Virginia Beach isn't putting a stop to it per se. They're just suggesting new safe ways to do it. So the city of Virginia Beach is saying, look, if you want to go out and trick-or-treat and partake in Halloween, you need to assign one person to pass out candy.
I'll be out trick-or-treating.
They need to wear a mask, and they need to be gloved. And obviously, if you're not going to be a part of Halloween and trick-or-treating this year, turn your lights off. I took my son, turn your front porch lights off. I took my son Miles to Target yesterday to look at Halloween costumes.
He just wants to be Spider-Man. What's there to look at?
Actually, no, he's thinking about being like a ninja now.
Oh, that's cool. At least mixes it up.
But
now.
You want to know what makes me sad? Like, y'all remember, I used to go to Target around this time, and they'd be wiped clean of everything. No costumes, no decorations.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
It's all there.
Everything's there.
It's all there. You need a size 2T, it's there. 3T, it's there.
It's there.
Elsa, she's there.
And we're in October.
Yeah.
And we're in October. It's crazy. Well, don't let it dominate you.
Don't let it dominate you.
Don't let it dominate your life. Let me tell you something. I just got the thing. Look at me. I'm a pillar of health.
Oh, God.
Look at me. Nobody's in this kind of shape. I'm in the best shape. 20 years ago, I didn't feel this good. I feel the best, even though I look very awkward in my golf outfit. Come on, man.
That's.
I don't want to make it political, but at this point.
Hey, Donald, drop and give me 20. Let's see how good you really feel.
I don't carry cash. I can't drop and give you 20. No. Like, I'll push up. I got push up.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. It's just, all right, man. All right, whatever.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Be responsible.
Love each other. That's it. I know it's very kumbaya and hippie-ish, but it's okay.
Let's go. I got to FaceTime my kids and wake them up for school.
You're letting it dominate you right now. Are you being dominated by this thing?
Don't let it dominate you, but the schools are going to remain closed.
Are you going to, is it dominating you? I believe you're being dominated right now.
You know what? It's been a while since I've been dominated.
I'll tell you what. Bring it on,
Donald.
COVID-19.
Oh, got you dominated, girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Baby.
Bang. Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Morning. It's 7:31. And Woo alerted us to that. It's National Coaches Day today, is it not?
Yeah, this is really exciting. So whether it's like your favorite NFL coach, baseball, or it's like a local coach, maybe that teaches your children on the fields. Like my son, Miles, tonight has soccer.
Oh, who's his coach?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
He doesn't have a, you know, you just call him.
I don't know.
You know what's okay with that, though? Unlike a school teacher, you know, you have like Mrs. Whoever.
Yeah.
Coach. They love that. It's kind of like when the chef comes out to the table.
I think his name might be Dodie or Dottie or.
Shh, don't embarrass yourself. Just call him Coach. Just call him Coach. They like that. It's like, again, when a chef walks out to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Chef, dinner's great. Call him Chef. Hey, Chef, what about? Hey, yeah. Coach. Hey, Coach. They love that.
I've always admired, though, parents or just individuals who take time out of their own lives to coach, like their children's, you know, like tonight, like a Tuesday night soccer thing out at St. Pat's. Like, I've always admired people who take time out of their lives to coach young students, young players.
Let me translate that for you. I really appreciate other people taking time out of their lives so I don't have to.
So today is National Coaches Day. I asked you who your favorite coach was, and you said Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. Miyagi-go karate. And I always liked the relationship. I mean, some might say it was a little bit weird between Mr. Miyagi and Daniel LaRusso, but he became like a father figure to him, and he used karate not only to teach him how to defend himself, but also lessons in life. And that, to me, makes a great coach, right?
You're the best friend I ever had.
You pretty okay, too.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 But if you had to choose like a real life coach, like a professional sports athletic coach, I know you're into sports.
That's perfect. Yeah, the one we have right now. He's the coach of the New York Islanders. I love him. Something terrible. Mm-hmm. Barry Trotz. He's a great coach. He looks real tough behind the bench. He's like this short, stout looking, bald guy, you know, and he's like, he looks real tough, but he's a sweetheart.
Aww.
And he loves his players. And I like a coach like that. That preaches unity,
we put
oneness.
It up on our Instagram page too. We asked you on our Instagram at 949 The Point who your favorite coach is.
I want you to answer.
Say, it got me thinking because I don't really have one. Like, I didn't play sports as a child. I didn't have like a coach in my life. But I remember that movie Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes,
he was a great coach.
He was a great coach, and he loved his team so much. And he had a desire to win, and his desire was so great that he dressed his stepson up like a girl.
I remember that.
To play on the girls' soccer team.
Oh.
And then when his girlfriend or his wife, whatever she was, fiance, found out about it, she kicked him out and drove him old school to a bar. And he's getting drunk at this bar. And the bartender goes,
"What happened anyway?"
I don't want to go into it. It's a long story.
Hey, come on. Get it off your chest. It'll make you feel better. Remember, there ain't nothing you can tell me that I ain't heard before. So, come on. What happened?
Well, what happened was I took her son and I dressed him up like a girl and I talked him into playing with me.
Stay out, you sicko!
Rodney Dangerfield, Ladybugs, best coach ever. But if
great.
I had to choose like a real life coach, like an actual coach of a team that plays professionally, I don't even like this team. I just like the guy's name, Mike Krzyzewski.
That's a great name.
I love that
Krzyzewski.
Name. Krzyzewski. Coach
spelled,
K.
Yeah, and it's spelled with a K.
A K. I don't even know if he plays anymore. He might have retired.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
Krzyzewski.
That guy always scared me.
Well, yeah,
like
he was a no-nonsense looking.
He scared me.
Yeah, yeah. It's coaches like that you look at, and they're like no-nonsense.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, my God, that guy freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a famous coach. He used to coach the Lakers and the Knicks. And, you know, Pat Riley?
I've heard
the
of that.
Coach Pat Riley?
Yeah.
I used to look at him, and I used to think, like, oh, my God, if these players don't perform well, he's going to send a mob hit out on them and their families. That's what he looked like, the slick back hair and everything else. Yeah, sometimes the look of a coach can be very, very deceiving, but the name as well, Krzyzewski. Very deceiving.
Yeah.
Spelled with a K.
It's crazy, right?
Right. Not a S-H.
Krzyzewski. I'm trying to teach my son like how to pronounce words and letters and put things together. How am I supposed to teach him that?
Exactly.
Miles, spell Krzyzewski. S-H, it's a sh sound. No, son, it's a K.
Right. Hey, Miles, can you go get me that utensil? What, Mom? The knife? Oh, jeez. Look, I can't get this right. Thanks, Mike Krzyzewski. Hey, have you unpacked from your trip yet?
Elmo.
I'm just asking.
Come on, that is the one thing you have to know about me. I am the kind of person when I unpack, when I get home from a trip,
yeah,
my suitcase goes up to my bedroom, I unzip it, all the dirty laundry goes in the washing machine, everything gets hung up and put away immediately.
I know that. I do know that.
So and, yes, I have unpacked.
Well, here's why I set it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you wait to unpack when you get home from a trip? More than half of the country do not unpack right away. It takes them a little while. Some say a day. A smaller percentage say a few days.
Mm-hmm.
3% say a week. And then another 3% say longer than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that would drive me crazy.
I know. It drives me crazy because I do it.
You let your suitcase sit there?
Sometimes. Yeah. Because you have to think, if I get home from a trip. Now, when I used to travel with the band, and then I would come home on a Sunday night, and then I would get up the next morning and come here and go to work, I would have to leave my suitcase, like, still packed.
Yeah.
With everything.
I understand that. It's late.
It's late. But then I should unpack the next day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't.
Wrong.
I just kind of, it is wrong. I know that. But I'll live out of the suitcase for what, because I always overpack. So whatever I overpacked, I live out of that suitcase as if I'm still on vacation, but I'm still at the house and it's still packed up. And then eventually it's unpacked when stuff is worn.
Wow.
I know. I thought that was pretty wild.
So hold on. What is the percentage again of Americans who don't unpack?
Oh, I mean, more than 50% people don't unpack right away.
See, what worries me is I think about the clothes that are laying in the suitcase getting wrinkled.
Yes.
So I have to rescue them and they need to be hung.
Uh-huh.
And then I think about the dirty underwear.
Right.
That needs to be rescued and cleaned. And I think about
absolutely
the bathing suit that I wore in the hot tub that's going to smell like mold and chlorine if I don't wash it immediately.
See, that's a big one.
I have to rescue my clothes from that suitcase.
That's a big one. You're right, because your suitcase can develop a out-of-town smell.
Yeah.
An out-of-town smell that's unfamiliar with you. I it's happened to me. You know, like when you go to the lake,
mm-hmm.
or you go somewhere that's a little more rustic.
Yeah.
Okay? And you come back from the trip, and you may maybe wait a day, maybe wait 2 days, but you're like, I'll handle it. And then you get in there, and you smell the trip. You smell the rustic trip you went on.
Ooh.
You might even smell the lake.
Mm-mm.
And then you got to get a whole new suitcase and possibly a whole new wardrobe. And when I say a whole new wardrobe, you're not bringing everything with you, but you're bringing your favorite stuff. You're always bringing the best stuff with you, your favorite stuff for that particular moment, and you can ruin it, and I've ruined it, but I still have not changed. That's something that I have to work on, is unpacking right away
now, as,
when it gets done.
As bougie as this sounds, and I don't think it's a service unless like you have a housekeeper or maid, but you know, like let's say that there was a service. You know how we use Style Erin?
Oh,
when
yeah.
When we go on vacation, we have this girl locally that we like to use, Style Erin. She helps you pack for your trip.
Yeah, she's super cool.
So that you don't overpack. But what if there was somebody who, when you came home from a trip, unpacked for you?
Yeah.
Is that a service you would pay for?
Isn't that a service called marriage? Isn't that service called having children? It's not the service?
Okay, Mr. Brady, let me get your slippers and your pipe for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. There are certain things that, yes, I wish I didn't have to do, but...
Yeah,
I mean,
unpacking sucks. It's not fun.
Unpacking's not
the worst.
Fun. Packing is kind of stressful, but it's a fun stressful because you're going to be going somewhere. So loading stuff into a suitcase, playing Tetris, seeing how much you could fit, how much you could actually take yourself creative options.
But unpacking?
Awesome. Yeah.
No.
You know what's shameful about unpacking,
what's
too?
What's that?
Because you've obviously, I mean, I overpack. I've talked about that at great lengths. Looking in the suitcase going like, I can't believe I didn't wear that. Why did I even pack it? So then I'm shaming myself for packing poorly. You know, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. But I got to try to do better. I can't be leaving the lake in my suitcase.
Well, you're going away this weekend?
Yeah, I am.
We place our bets. I say we see how long it takes for you to unpack.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll do a little video vlog for you. And I'll post myself packing and then immediately unpacking.
It's a good feeling when you immediately unpack. Just bite the bullet. Just get it done.
It's a good feeling when you immediately take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Dirty dishes. There's a few in the sink. Take care of them. Like you just got ready in the bathroom. That's something I'm trying to change. You know, like I get ready in the bathroom in the morning. Try to do it as quickly as humanly possible. It's, you know, 4 something in the morning. So I would sometimes just leave my stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bad habit. So I'm trying to correct it. So like when I get done, I'm wiping everything down, yeah, you know, because I'm a hairy beast. Look at this hair. Look at this hairy face.
I know.
So trying to take care of the stuff immediately. And why should packing not be the same way?
Doing things in the moment.
Doing things. It's not even just being in. It's just taking care of it so you don't have to worry about it later. So you can have a moment later. All right. Well, there you have it. More than half of you are just like me, leaving that suitcase full. Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't do it. Get out of here now.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that made me
laugh. I know. It's so silly.
Okay.
You don't do it. You don't do it. You don't do it. You don't do it. You get out. Now.
All right, news coming up.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Good morning, it's 8:09. Here's Woo Woo with the news.
Yes, good morning. It is Tuesday, October 6th. I can't believe it's already October. Wow. And it is going to be another beautiful sunshiny fall day. Sunny temps in the mid-70s. Today's a national holiday. We have to celebrate it. It's National Coaches Day. Coaches Day. So whether it's like your favorite football coach or a TV coach.
Yeah, yeah. Pay homage to them today. And you can do that on our Instagram at 949 The Point and Facebook.com/Point Radio. We're taking your favorite coaches.
Yes, and I forgot to give a shout out to my favorite coaches in real life.
Oh, real life coach.
My Orange Theory fitness coaches.
Oh, nice.
And motivate
me. Sweet of you.
Yeah, I love them. Becky and Elizabeth. Cool. Alex. Golly. Coach Alex at Orange Theory.
Yeah. She kills you, huh?
She, not only does she kill me, she's in sick shape.
Really? Are you
sick
jealous
shape.
Of her shape?
No, she's a great motivator.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. You're motivated to get in shape like her?
Yes.
Got it.
So shout out to all the coaches out there.
I like it.
Also this morning, despite having the coronavirus, President Donald Trump, he removed his mask and stood on a balcony of the White House yesterday to
Who
salute.
Who is also in great shape, by the way. I must tell you, he walked out on that balcony. I said, he is a pillar of strength and health.
Okay, yes. President Donald Trump, who does have the coronavirus, was released from Walter Reed Medical Center yesterday. He walked out onto a balcony of the White House to salute and wave to the press, removed his mask. He also released, I'm just going to say it, a bizarre video telling us not to be afraid of COVID.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives.
That's like something your dad says to you when you screw up and like, don't let it dominate you, child. You're better than that. You could beat this thing. You're going to do better. I mean, yes, you could talk to somebody on an individual basis like that, but overall, I mean,
but isn't it kind of a slap in the face to like healthcare workers and those who have battled coronavirus or those who have died, over 200,000 people, to say don't let it dominate you?
Do you want me to answer that honestly?
No, let's move on.
Yes, it is. It is because
it's a slap in the face.
Yeah, because, you know, again, there are still people dying and the people that are going, well, it's not that many. You die then. You know, see how it feels. That's the thing. You know, like it's still a thing. It doesn't matter about what magnitude the suffering is or the amount of people suffering are. It's just the fact that there are people doing things out there that is not preventing it or not making it a big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to let it dominate you.
But you
just have to do what's right. I don't know. Whatever. Do what you want.
I just can't. Also, due to COVID-19, the CDC is saying no Halloween. No
COVID-19!
They're saying no to all of that this year. State and federal health officials are cautioning families against door-to-door trick-or-treating. Now, nothing really locally from, like, the city of Norfolk, Chesapeake, Suffolk, Williamsburg, However, Virginia Beach isn't putting a stop to it. They're just suggesting new and safe ways to trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
They're suggesting one person to pass out candy, be masked, be gloved. And, of course, if you don't want to participate in Halloween or trick-or-treating, turn your lights off.
Yeah. There's a house by my house that did, you know, I'm talking about decorating the other day. It's sick.
Like, really?
It's just Halloween everywhere. Like, it's Christmas, but Halloween.
I love Halloween. I'm bummed.
Yeah. I'm bummed out for kids, most of all. You know? They're missing out on some stuff. But, you know, at the same time.
Like the little Halloween parade that my son does around his school.
Yeah. Yeah. But look at it like this. Now you don't have to look at other people's kids. Just yours.
Get out of the way, Marshall from Paw Patrol. I'm waiting on Spider-Man.
Yeah, I want to see my kid. Out of the way. Yeah, so that's a plus.
Yeah, that's
a good
true.
Thing, right? It's a positive. You got to look for the positive in these things.
Hey, speaking of positives, we got to talk about, remember that show on MTV, Unplugged?
Yeah, I know. We have to do that before we go. It's kind of coming back, and we'll tell you what artist is bringing it back to their backyard.
Really cool. I love this so much.
Yeah, and I loved MTV Unplugged. We'll give you a brief history of that and tell you what artist is going to be doing it from their backyard. It's up in moments, 8:14. Good morning. Mike and Moo in the morning on the point. That was Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky, and she, along with MTV, are bringing back MTV Unplugged this Friday, and it's coming to you live from her backyard.
This is so cool.
How amazing is that? And Woo and I were talking about it off the air, and we got really, really excited because back in the day, a lot of you will remember, and some of you might not actually, how epic and revolutionary MTV Unplugged was. You heard some of your favorite bands, rock bands, rap groups, whatever was going on, top 40. And even if they were like an electronic band traditionally on an album, to hear them break it down acoustically or change a version that you were familiar with was always amazing. And I'm really, really excited that this is a thing again.
Yeah, it's really awesome. MTV Unplugged, it kicked off back in the fall of 1989. Mm. But they had artists on there like Alice in Chains, Eric Clapton, Mariah Carey, Alanis Morissette, Korn, even Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss was on Unplugged on MTV August 9th in 1995.
And they reunited with the original members on that. Special things like that happened.
Yeah, very, very cool. Even an artist like Eric Clapton, he appeared on MTV's Unplugged and then released an album, which became like the best-selling album worldwide for Eric Clapton ever. Sold like 26 million copies. It was insane.
Yeah.
So yeah, for MTV to bring this back, super cool. And I remember watching Nirvana perform on MTV Unplugged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here you go.
So good.
The man who sold the world.
And this was one of Kurt Cobain's like very last televised performances.
Very cool, too, because, you know, Nirvana is there, and, you know, they're a grunge band.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a celloist in the background, a cellist, I should say. And, you know, the stage is covered in these, like, white lilies. I don't know what they were, but so, so cool.
I just remember the candles. Remember, like, going into coffee shops or bars back in the day?
Yeah.
And they would just be playing, like, MTV Unplugged on loop.
Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, I don't know why I didn't think of it, because I listened to the CD, and I had it on tape, too, back in the day. The Clapton Unplugged. That kind of brought him back into the mainstream again.
Mm-hmm.
He had the song Tears in Heaven.
Yep.
About his son who passed. And then he also redid Layla. In the original version of Layla, it's like a hard rock band.
Yeah.
And he did this bluesy version and blew people's minds. And that's what's cool about acoustic music.
What's so crazy. So you mentioned Eric Clapton. So Eric Clapton recorded MTV Unplugged, then released an album of his MTV Unplugged performances that earned him 6 Grammy Awards for the album, including Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I guess in a world where we get everything kind of fed to us immediately, people are always putting out acoustic versions and little tiny things. But there was something a little more special about MTV Unplugged because you got a full concert. You felt like every song that you were familiar with was rearranged a little bit, and you heard intricacies about the song that you didn't hear before. And I'm going to watch the Miley Cyrus one because there are songs from Miley Cyrus that I really like that mm-hmm. I think if they weren't as poppy sounding.
Strip it down.
Like, listen to this. This is her acoustic. I never came to the beach, stood by the ocean. I love this song. I never sat by the shore under the sun. My feet steel guitar. Sand, but you brought me violin. Oh, I'm happy that you traditional drum. Because now I'm as
free. So when is this going to be? It's MTV
Friday.
Unplugged.
It's on Friday.
And it kicks off with Miley?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing past that, but I don't know. It's a cool thing, man. It's really nostalgic. And also, too, this is what I loved about it. Because, you know, you got to think about, like, rap music at the time was, you know, your DJ, your MC, or your MCs, and they made a huge statement in rap music mm-hmm. when this happened. LL Cool J live on MTV Unplugged.
Check it out. Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback. With energy. Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
Shirtless.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my beers. What's something to fear? Making the tears break down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom.
You know what I think I'm going to have to do today?
Mama said knock you out.
I think I'm going to be going down an MTV Unplugged rabbit hole.
This is awesome. And then there's this band in the background and they're just rocking out.
Competition paying the price. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Woo! I'm gonna knock you out.
Yeah. Today might be an MTV Unplugged down the rabbit hole day for us.
Literally
MTV
on Unplugged YouTube
playlist.
Right now.
Ah, terrific. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Friday it kicks off with Miley Cyrus. And do yourself a favor, if you've never heard some of these versions of a lot of these really classic bands and artists, go on YouTube and watch some of these MTV Unplugged.
Look at this. Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots.
I know.
Oasis. The Cranberries.
We've lost her.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.